everyone. Thank you so much for all of the wonderful feedback and reviews. This has really validated all that we do, and we are incredibly appreciative of you listening and reviewing. So if you haven't already, please subscribe to the Food Trainers podcast and review us and share too. So today's topic, we're going to jump right in. Drum roll, please.
De-bloating and pooping. So this topic was literally a subject line written in all caps from one of Carolyn's clients. And a lot of our topics come straight from our clients' mouth. And we related and loved it and thought that you could benefit from some of our solutions for de-bloating and pooping.
Yeah, I mean, this time of summer, pretty much everyone needs one of those two things. And so with summer socializing and with travel, your digestion can really take a hit. And this isn't at all about feeling slim in swimsuits, and it's not really about weight either. When you feel puffy or fluffy, you just don't feel good in your clothes or in your skin, and this can affect your confidence. It can affect sort of that brain fog situation. It can even affect your skin. And it's really just distracting too when you're feeling in your clothes. But what this is actually about is holding onto a little extra fluid. So we're going to talk today about how to get rid of it.
Can I just say that I love puffy and fluffy?
Which very relatable.
I feel both of those, less so. I felt it more yesterday. But, okay, so let's tackle de-bloating first, and then we'll move on to poop. So for me, when I wake up, if my eyes are swollen, that's my telltale sign. You know, other people, your face could be swollen.
That's my telltale sign.
I have a client yesterday who said, you know, it's all right here, and she put both hands on her stomach, and I couldn't see a thing, but we all know when we're feeling poorly or fluffy and puffy.
Yes, exactly. But the good news is, as Lauren said just now, that she feels better today than she did yesterday, you can really feel dramatically different in 24 to 48 hours. So let's hop straight into the solutions. Particularly, we want to talk about additions and not always just what we're subtracting, although we'll make some recommendations on that too. But we are big on having some secret weapons in your back pocket. And these are items to add to your day that really affect how you feel. And when it comes to de-bloating, our de-bloating BFF is definitely going to be dandelion bitters. And so this might be new to you, but dandelion is a green that you can get at, you know, supermarket in the greens section. It's very, very bitter on its own. And the root is used in teas and tinctures. And it's a natural diuretic. And it helps you lose that fluid or that water, you know, extra water weight in a really gentle way. It's not the way that you would with a diuretic medication or something you might get over the counter. It's just something to keep in mind. It's just gentle.
Okay. And we were told, and we love constructive, please be nice, criticism, that we didn't explain where to get some of the things that we talked about. So if you go to foodtrainers.com and click on shop, you'll find the products that we really put a lot of effort into finding the best example of, you know, if it's whether it's a dandelion product or whether it's an apple cider vinegar, which we'll get to next, to really find the best source.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of dandelion, so dandelion is great for liver health, which makes it a good summer secret weapon. And what's interesting is that studies that weren't even researching weight found sort of as a positive bonus or side effect that it does have potential weight applications. They actually found in one study that it decreases fat storage hormones. So you would then store less fat. And dandelion comes in a little small bottle with a dropper, and then you can add it to water in the morning. We generally don't suggest anything that's, you know, a potent or secret weapon diuretic at night, just because your de-bloating or peeing may get in the way of your sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. So every morning we tend to do a tincture full of that. And we also love a little bit of apple cider vinegar too. You can put a tablespoon in water and you can double down with apple cider vinegar and the dandelion bitters in a glass of water first thing in the morning or before a meal if it's, you know, a little more of an emergency and you're doing it multiple times a day. But we usually recommend, you know, starting your day with one of these de-bloaters.
Yeah, and so there's dandelion, there's apple cider vinegar, but there's also a number of foods that can help you de-bloat, and we refer to them as delicious de-bloaters. So things like asparagus, avocado, turmeric, ginger, lemon, parsley, and teas such as hibiscus tea or green tea. So if you do feel crappy after the weekend, add these to your shopping list. And then for just 2 or 3 days, get as many of them as you can in. It really, when we're talking about losing fluid, shouldn't take longer than that.
Mm-hmm. And that's sort of my dream shopping list anyway. So lots of good stuff and delicious stuff too. And there are a couple of other debloating tips we have too. A big one is sweating it out. So of course that means with exercise, you know, I love a hot yoga class for that, or a sauna. Infrared saunas can be really helpful. Of course, it might not be like sound the most appealing in the middle of summer, but I think it can really, really work for you to help sweat it all out too. And of course, hydration too. We do want you to get in at least 64 ounces of water. And we love our Food Trainers flasks, which are our 64-ounce bottles. And you can get those, again, on our shop.
Now we're going to get criticized for flogging.
Foodtrainers.com/shop.
Yeah. And then there's always, you know, a trade-off. So things you should add if you're feeling bloated, and then things that you should watch. So one item that we're a little picky about are added fibers. You'll see ingredients like inulin and chicory. So fiber is fantastic on its own, but ramping it up suddenly or having huge amounts of it can make you feel worse and not better, especially if you're not getting adequate hydration.
Yeah, it can kind of get stuck and make you feel even more bloated. Fluffy and puffy. That would be like our memoir title. Okay, so there are other things to watch too. We think about sugar, alcohol, and gluten for clients too when they come in on a Monday, you know, and we're big fans of clean starts to the week. So really starting your Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday, grain, sugar, booze free. It can feel really good. And that can be the difference between someone, you know, feeling fluffy and puffy and feeling like back to their like lean, clean, good self. And so you can down bitter, you can down those dandelion bitters, you can down apple cider vinegar. But also if you're drinking wine on a nightly basis and eating pizza, it's not going to debloat you effectively. So we do love a grain-free day. Lawrence talked about it in previous episodes, but we recommend watching those grain and carb quantities. A few days without it a week can be really, really helpful if you're holding on to a little extra puff.
And I think just balance out the indulgence of the weekend too. Mm-hmm. You know, we are fans of having days off from alcohol and days off from carbs. And some clients find it really tricky in the summer to do that. So do it for the sake of debloating, but also do it if you're loving, you know, your rosé and tequila a little too much.
Yeah. And also one last thing on that, carbs can actually make us hold on to water weight. So overdoing the carbs a lot of times I find personally too makes me have that.
Actually, one reason why runners traditionally like carb load because it helps you hang on to water, which is good when you're performing in an athletic event, not so good when you're at work in a summer dress.
Totally, that's such a good point.
And one other little thing, just chewing. Again, your digestion starts in your mouth. A lot of us are speed eaters, especially when you're eating in social situations and maybe not paying attention to cues. So if you're finding right after a meal, you're feeling especially bloated, chew well, take small bites, put your utensils down. Things of that nature can make a big difference. Sometimes it's an easy fix.
Totally. And two others I just thought of too are gum. If you're a big gum chewer, a lot of times people feel that belly bloat in a big way too. And usually when people are gum chewers, they're not just a one piece of gum person. They're like a chronic gum chewer.
Yeah. A pack a day, two packs a day.
Better pack than the other types of packs, cigarettes and things like that. And the other thing is a lot of sparkling water too. Yeah. Which like we are big
too
fans
much carbonation. Now you're making me think of one more thing, sugar alcohol. So things you'll see when, especially in sugar-free products, they'll usually end in OL, like erythritol and sorbitol and things of that nature. I think I said in something that they can make you feel like you have like an animal in your stomach.
Oh my gosh.
But I, all the time they come up, like, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. And we'll see a client is having a product, not a product we usually recommend with a ton of those, but some people are more sensitive than others.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We'll devote future episodes to going more in depth into GI health and your microbiome. We're just sort of scratching this emergency itch, answering the dietary 911. But we, you know, it's a topic that we love talking about and really an important one.
An important one too, because you can feel so much differently in a short amount of time. Okay, so now let's talk about poop. Many people and clients, and especially my younger ones too, cringe, but we have to ask about it in sessions. It's kind of like a sex therapist talking about sex. For us, it is so important to talk about regularity or going. How often do you go? It is so important. It's a huge indicator of your GI health and your overall wellness, really. We each probably have our own normal pattern. What's normal for you might not be the same for
what's normal for you.
A daily for sure. It didn't used to be. So you really should be going on a daily basis at a minimum. And so like once a day.
I feel like a day is not a day if I don't go.
Well, it doesn't, again, you don't feel great. Right. You should, it's, you're keeping toxins, extra fiber, stuff your body's trying to get rid of and you're holding on to it. So in order to really feel your best, you gotta feel.
I actually, in my first pregnancy, I was, you know, as many pregnant women are, I was incredibly constipated, which I had never experienced in my life for, you know, an extended period of time from iron and prenatals and hormones. And then my next pregnancy was the complete opposite, which I won't get into detail on that. But my doctor, I recall saying, well, which one was worse? And hands down, not going is worse than going too much for me. I mean, I would take the opposite any day, but it just, it really, again, especially if you're a healthy person or you exercise, to connect to your body when you're not going is difficult.
Yeah. And it actually got much easier for me to talk about poop after getting a dog. I'm not sure if that's true of kids too. I feel like it is. You all of a sudden can see exactly what's happening, what's been absorbed, what's not, you know, what they ate. And that's true for adults also. That doesn't just go away.
I actually get texts from our dog walker like, Bronco had a green poop today. Bronco
better than photos.
Sometimes photos.
But there are, you know, having different changes to your routine, traveling weekends away, you know, switching up your food, especially in the summertime, more alcohol, more grains, more ice cream, that can really change those bowel movements and your bathroom habits altogether. So let's talk about solutions. Hmm. We are not fans, it won't come as a surprise, of laxatives or skinny teas or senna, which is an herb, but it's really rough on the GI tract. And it's not only super intense, but it's also habit forming. All of these things are, and they take away your natural rhythm. So that's something we want to be careful about. And we really do want to go gentle, just like we talked about with debloating. Also, this is about,
giving your body like a little extra help.
Absolutely. A little nudge, but not an overhaul.
And I think we tend to talk about some more obscure things, dandelion and some of the things we're going to suggest now. But oftentimes we'll have clients come in and they have, you know, this incredible vitamin regimen, and they're knowledgeable about nutrition. And then I'll talk about something like hydration or exercise. And they're, you know, sort of, there's definitely a missing link. So you need to be hydrating in order to go. So as Carolyn said, for debloating, that 64 to 80 ounces, you need to move the food through you. That's sort of your do not pass go behavior. Exercising, that gravitational pull is great, having, you know, especially some cardio in your routine and just watching your sitting. So just those steps, tracking them, we usually say 6,000 at least for the average person, 10,000 is awesome. But don't get fancy and add in 100 supplements until your basics are in order. And I think, you know, so like don't get a squatty potty if you're not hydrated. We got rid of the squatty potty.
Oh, that's so sad. We did make a video one time on squatty potties.
Look it up on YouTube. Yeah. Or don't.
Up to you. Like Lauren said, don't get fancy. But then there is a time and place for supplements too if your basics are in order. There are some supplements we love, specifically magnesium. And magnesium is one that I would say most nutritionists do not travel without.
And most people are low in.
Yeah, most people definitely are low in. Your magnesium can get depleted from, you know, environmental toxins, from stress, from exercise, all of that stuff. So just generally, we like a magnesium supplement anyway. But in terms of pooping specifically, we recommend starting with magnesium citrate. We actually have made this into a private label supplement. We love it so much. It's called our food trainer's chill pill, and it helps relax you a little bit, chills you out. But it also, in the relaxation standpoint, relaxes your intestines a little bit too. So it can help things move along if you're backed up. And many clients find that two a day of these, you know, taking them at night can get things moving. However, if it hasn't been
step two,
there is another level of this, and that would be to move to magnesium oxide. And we again have private labeled this into our number two pills because that's how important it is. And so taking two a night will definitely clear things out by the next morning.
Yeah. And for the record, I take both nightly. I take two of the chill pills, one of the number two pills, little CBD, which can help with lots of things, but also has a nice side effect of getting things going a little bit. And a probiotic would be the other one in this department. And I think magnesium and probiotic, most of our clients take. This is going to help you just with your, you know, sort of bowel movements, just your overall pattern. It's not necessarily used for a crisis, But whatever direction you need it, whether you need to go more or less, it's just going to help your intestinal real estate be in a good place. The one we have is Advanced Naturals. You'll see probiotics come in billions. Mm-hmm. They're really, really small. We think a good dosage that isn't going to be too potent or too minimal is about 30 billion. And then you'll see a lot of names, Latin names, Acidophilus, Bifidus, on the back of your supplements. You want to see a variety of these. So I'd say at least a handful. I think ours has 10 or 12 different strains because they all have different effects.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it's a little a game of trial and error with probiotics too. If, I have had some clients who feel backed up on certain probiotics and, others work really well. So,
and I think also on that note, you can feel worse before you feel better as there's that turnover. So sometimes people will take a probiotic and they'll have like a couple of days where they sort of feel a little icky digestively, and it's kind of establishing itself. And then ultimately you'll feel better.
Definitely. And so there are also some foods. Let's talk about foods. We are food trainers after all. And, food is our go-to. And you may already have some of these or things that you can get really easily. And so two of our favorite fruits are actually kiwi and raspberry. And kiwi because of the high fiber and the seeds. And some studies actually shows that kiwi prevents constipation. If you take 1 to 2 kiwis a day, it can help constipation. And raspberries are the highest fiber fruit. So we love those too. And then, of course, our vegetables. We have to talk about those. Veggies, we really suggest a minimum of 2 cups 2 times per day in general for most of our clients. But you want to start from where you are too. So if, you don't even get a vegetable in every day or you're really pretty low in it, that's really good information to have. Start super low and have one time a day, have 1 cup, of greens on the side of, chicken at lunch or whatever it is.
Yeah, you don't want to crank it up too fast.
No, you don't. Otherwise, you will actually, you may even get backed mm-hmm. up or be running to the bathroom. And oh my gosh, and chia seeds. Our favorite chia seeds, really the fiber queen of the nut and seed world. And can help things really move along too. So we have a product called Coco Chia in the office that's a chia and coconut and a little bit of a probiotic mixture too that's delicious. We put it on yogurt or even just solo, throw a packet back if you're traveling in the airport.
And what's so nice about these foods and the debloaters, as Carolyn said, like the debloaters are on her shopping list pretty much all the time, is that these aren't obscure. Mm-hmm. So you can easily get your hands on some raspberries, hopefully organic raspberries, et cetera. Another, sort of constipation preventing food would be good fats. Mm-hmm. So fats in general are, that's so gross, are sort of the lube for your intestines.
It's true.
Some of our, and really almost oils more than just all fats. So we love olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oil helps with your cognition and it can help with weight loss. But it also, they say, I think if you increase it too quickly, you get disaster pants, but a spoonful in your coffee could be the trick. And if you don't already, if you're not already familiar with fermented veggies, that would be things like kimchi, or krauts, they've come a long way. There's a lot of different options. And a little bit is a really potent source of probiotics. So we love a brand. I love Mother-in-Law's kimchi. They make a daikon radish kimchi, which is delicious. And Farmhouse Culture. Mm-hmm. They do krauts in probably a dozen flavors. And again, a tablespoon added to a salad or just out of the jar is a great addition to your diet.
Right. Yeah. And just as with bloating, there is adding and subtracting things when it comes to poop too. And so what we do want you to, if you're feeling chronically constipated, we suggest scaling back on animal protein a little bit too and having poultry, grass-fed beef, pork, or whatever the meat is only one time a day and keep those to a little bit smaller portions. We do find they can really back you up. And then dairy also can be binding. So we do love a couple of non-dairy yogurts, Cocoyo, Anita's, real coconut milk is used in it, and use real coconut milk and coffee too if you're finding that dairy does kind of mess you up. Gluten too, mm-hmm. as we talked about earlier, and grains can back you up a little bit also.
Yeah, coconut cult is another good one. I was chasing on that one. So these are the kind of tips that we share with clients, like the poop and debloat client will get something similar to this.
She's very satisfied. Okay.
We won't out her. Everything's always anonymous too, unless she outs herself. But, share with us,
Up to you how much you want to share.
Exactly.
But we're here.
But, you know, share with us if you, you know, sort of added any of these foods or tried any of the secret weapons. Like, we love to hear, you know, what's helping and what's improving things.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us at Food Trainers on Instagram, on Twitter, on foodtrainers.com, on our website. Find out how to become a client there and all about the programs we offer in person or long distance. So please subscribe, pass along this podcast to anyone who needs some debloating or constipation help. We are here to help. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Happy pooping.